Well, her name is Glynis McCants, and she's the numbers lady, and we've got her for another hour here to talk with you about all things that you're going through, things that we're going through on the planet, you name it. We'll have Glynis in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, Glynis McCants, the numbers. Do the numbers ever change, Glynis, or are they what they are, and that's it?
Well, the numbers rotate, you know, like every single day has a different vibration attached to it. And also when you go into a personal month, each month it's different. So it's a different message. But if you said to me, like the basic definition, 1 through 9, does that change? No. Numbers are constant. And that's why when I read people, like I was blessed, by the way, I did CBS The Talk yesterday.
You're always blessed. You're good. You're a good person. You have a great soul.
Thank you. Well, I did 5 readings, the 5 hosts on CBS in 5 minutes, George. Can you imagine?
That's a lot.
It was crazy.
That's intense.
But I nailed it, and here's why. First of all, they were open to learning about themselves, so they gave it up. And that's what you'll find with numerology. When you read people, they get nervous. Some people panic. They're like, why do you know me? But I firmly believe if you know each other, you're going to be able to coexist better. And that's what we all want. We want to get along better.
So when you give somebody a life path number, when they call you in a moment here, if it's a 2, are all the 2s about the same?
Well, no, because here's what I would say. Let's say all the 2s are listening. When they hear me talk about the traits, they're going to recognize them in themselves. But there are positive and negative sides to each number. So the question becomes, the caller coming through, are they living on the positive or negative side? And we tend to discover that in the call.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in my case, how do I know if I'm living on the positive or negative side?
Well, you've got 2 personalities.
Oh, I know that.
Okay.
Who said that? I did. Who? I did.
Well, here's how that works. You're a 7 life path, but when you break down your whole birthday, you are a 25-7. That means the 2 in you wants love, peace, harmony, but the 5 in you wants freedom, fun, adventure. So you go back and forth within yourself. Now, let's say you were drinking, or maybe let's say you had a pain, like your back was hurting and you were on pain pills.
What do you mean by drinking? I'm not an alcoholic or anything.
No, but I'm saying if you were going too far with it, you know how sometimes a person can just...
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, let's say you had back pain and started taking pain pills.
You floozy blonde, you.
That's a 7, baby. That's the negative side of a 7. And then the 7 takes a look and says, oh, wow, I guess I've gone too far. And then you make a note of it and, reverse course, change course.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It is fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Pythagoras, huh?
Yep, Pythagoras. And you know what? You know, because there's the Kabbalah, there's other forms of numerology. But I have to tell you, Pythagoras nailed it. Like, when I study the numbers, that's the number one thing I hear from people. They're like, well, you just knocked it out of the park. And I'm like, well, Pythagoras is the one who did this. He put it together, and it works.
He did. He did. How's Barack Obama's numbers for 2012 looking?
Well, he's actually in for a tough road. Doesn't mean he won't. It doesn't mean he can't win, but it's going to be a tough road. And why do I say that? He's a 2 life path. And remember, I keep saying that the number 5 is a challenge to the number 2. Well, 2012, 2 + 0 + 1 + 2 = 5. So he's going to be contending with that energy.
John Hogue, one of our guests, the prophet, the Nostradamus expert, he is convinced that Barack Obama will win. And Hogue has picked every presidential election based on the popular vote. He missed on Al Gore, but he picked Gore to win. I believe Gore had the higher popular vote numbers. Mm-hmm. And he says that Barack Obama will win re-election.
Well, and I would tell you that the blessing that I've always had when it comes to the presidential election is once those 2 men, or it might be a man and a woman, but when the 2 get together, I can look at both sides by the numbers and tell you who is going to win. Like the last time, even though it was very tight with McCain versus Obama, on paper, you could see Obama had the edge.
That's true. All right, let's take some calls. We're lining up here for you, Glynis. This hour is going to take off like a rocket ship. Let's go to Oregon. Lori is with us west of the Rockies. Hey, Lori, thanks for calling.
George, thank you very much.
Sure.
Hey, blessings to you and all at Coast.
Sure.
And prayers for going out. Glynis, hello. Yes.
Hello, Lori.
I'm calling to see what's up for my coming year.
Well, first of all, what's your date of birth? Because that's what I need.
Okay, that'll be June 16th, 1962.
June 16th, 1962. So So when I look at this, George, I get three numbers out of her birth date. She was born on a 7-day, 4 attitude, and then what? Looks like a double 4. Well, Lori, the number one thing I tell you, do you feel like this year has been particularly tough on you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. See, here's why. You're in a personal year of 8, and you've got a 4 life path. The 4 and the 8 in numerology, and yes, George, this applies to everyone who's a 4 life path in a cycle of 8 right now.
All right, everybody listen.
Yeah,
everybody
so
listen.
Tune in on this. They tend to learn the hard way. Lori, when you learn, it's like you hit your head, and you're like, okay, I won't do that again. Mm. Have you noticed that in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what can happen is you suddenly become afraid in life. You're like, oh, my gosh, what else could go wrong? And then, boom, something else goes wrong. So you got to be careful not to say that, Lori. Throw that out of your vocabulary. Instead, you got to sit down. When I talked about 11, 11, 11 being a time where you could sit down and write down your goal, you should be doing that.
Oh, I got a pen and paper and been doing it.
Good girl, because you've got a powerful mind. The 4, here's what happens. The 4 are very smart, but the voice inside them says, if I can't do it perfectly, I don't want to do it. I don't want to fail. And I'm telling you, put on your Nikes and just do it. There's no such thing as perfect, and that's okay.
I've got a guest who comes on the show once in a while. She wrote a book called Name Power 101, Mariana Korwitz.
Okay.
And she is convinced that your personality will be determined by your name. So if your name is William, you'll grow up to be a certain type of personality. But if you're called Billy for your life, you'll have a different personality. And it's remarkable with some of the research that she's done too, Glennis. So you tie in that with your numbers.
Yes.
You can just about pinpoint somebody, can't you?
Absolutely true. And yes, the name that you go by does give you a message. But as we do know, a person can always change their name, but they can never touch their birth date. When you get here, that's when you land. And that's why when we look at someone like Lori, we're looking at birth date numbers that are so powerful and represent her. But yes, a name can always be altered. And sometimes it's good to just change your name to improve your life.
That's a good point. Let's go to Casey, Lone Rock, Wisconsin, on the wild card line. Casey, go ahead.
Hi. I've been hoping to talk to you a long time, Glennis. I have been haunted by the number 111
for
probably about 20 years now. I mean, it's something that I would sometimes like to escape.
Sure.
Sometimes I see it 20, 30 times a day, and I'd really like to be a skeptic. I was conceived. I found an old doctor's note that said I was conceived on January 11th.
Okay.
And
so
because of a weird storm, I was recognized as being alive in the birth certificate on 11-1, and my name adds up to 111, my birth date adds up to 111. I've had 5 different addresses. I mean, it just won't go away, you know.
Well, the first thing, now tell me your official birthday. Did you say you were born November 1st?
No, that's because there was a weird storm and the doctor wasn't able to get there, so I was born in October.
October
I was recognized on my birth certificate, October 25th, 76.
Oh, okay, so October 25th, and then what year, 19?
76.
Okay, 76.
Was that 25 or 23, did you say? Casey?
What's that?
Oh, 25 or 23, what day?
Oh, the 25th.
Right, October 25th.
Yeah, you were right, Glenn.
Now,
I thought he said 23rd.
The first thing you're going to notice there, Casey, 2 plus 5 is 7. That's the day you're born. The 7, remember when I said the 7 always notices the detail? They notice what's going on out there, and they are actually fascinated by the coincidence or when something repeats itself. Whenever a number follows you around, it does have a message. And to me, 1 plus 1 plus 1, which is 3, it to me means, are you laughing enough, Casey, or is your life a little too intense mostly?
Well, I really try to laugh at everything I possibly can.
The 111 is what encourages the humor. So that's the playful side. I also see it as a gift. Just as we talked about 11-11 being doorways to open and opportunities for you, what are you doing with your life right now? What did you pick for your work?
Well, actually, I'm starting a business, and 11-11-11 was a very productive day. I did a lot of positive networking. I actually opened up a lot of good contacts in a couple different cities, and, you know, it just all seemed to fall into place.
Okay, so that's what's great, but yet it's taken this long to finally make it happen for you, like this business that you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, really. I mean, it's all coming together at this point, finally.
Yeah, but do you see the magic of that? If you've picked all these ones, you really did it because the number 111 is always following you around anyway, Casey. Mm-hmm. So now the door's open. And just like George says, well, what about tomorrow? Now you're on track, aren't you?
Yeah. Can you change things, Glynis, based on your numbers? I know, like you said, they're set, but
yes.
How do you control this?
Well, what you can do, you take a look at your numerology. There are six numbers that make up your blueprint. So that means you've got three numbers coming from your name, three numbers from your birth date. You also have a destiny number and a maturity number. So if you really study your chart and you feel like you're not getting where you want to go, by being more focused, you can get there. Just like Casey, he's now saying he took advantage of today's energy to work on his business.
Right.
This man has 874 in his chart. I told you 4 and 8, they learn the hard way. But once they get going, watch out. It's like Bill Gates. Bill Gates has the 4. And I always say 4s are the human computer. They're based in logic. A plus B must equal C. Well, look what Bill Gates did with his mind, because he was like that.
Good
so
point.
Something big's going to happen for Casey, and he's lucky he sees 111. I see that as a good thing.
Let's go to Cindy, New Orleans, on our Skype line. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hi, George. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
And hi, Glynis.
I
think you're fabulous.
Thank you.
I'll tell you why I'm calling. I have a brand new book that came out on Amazon on 11-11-11.
Oh.
When I heard you, I said, I've got to know how it's going to do. And
do you know the title of the book? I mean, you obviously know the title, but do you know the numbers for the book?
No. It's okay, called Angels at My Door.
Okay, so, George, here's how that works. When you name something, you want it to be compatible to your birth numbers to encourage its success.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So when she named that, first I'm going to do a quick breakdown just to look, but it's Angels at My Door. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
Angels. What do you do? You got to go by each letter?
Yeah, and this is using the Pythagoras
While you're doing that,
system.
I'll talk for about 20 minutes
well,
while
actually,
you figure
I got
that
it.
Out.
It's 167.
How'd you get that so fast?
Because I actually have a little calculator in front of me.
All right. Okay.
But, Cindy, what's your full date of birth real quick?
It's 1/5/1954.
Okay, so that, oh, this is, now I'm getting chills, and if I get chills, honey, that means money for you. Here's what's going on. I said that you want the title to be compatible.
Yes.
Cindy is a life path number 7. Cindy, have you followed this show for a long time?
Ever since it first began.
Thank you. Why did I know that? Because you're a 7, just like George has a 7, Art Bell has a 7, Ian has a 7 in his chart. 7s are the ones seeking the answers. Now, 7 is also close. It's a close number to God, meaning you guys, once you find the truth, you want to spread it. That book is about spreading spiritual truth. It adds up to a 7, Cindy, just like you do.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank
as well you
so
should
much.
Be.
All right, there you go. Good luck.
Good luck.
She's got a bestseller.
Yep. She's also in a cycle of 1, which is a cycle to win, so good for her.
She's all excited.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Port Angeles in Washington. Melissa's turn. Hi, Melissa. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question.
Sure.
My husband and I have a business, and I was just wondering if you see any future, if it's going to be picking up in the future.
All right. What do you need, Glynis?
Yeah, I need several things. One, Melissa, you need to know this is the science of numbers, so it's not like a psychic just saying, oh, yes or no. I need tools. Your full date of birth is what?
8/24/1972.
Okay, I heard
8/24/1972.
The month was what?
8,
okay,
August.
Thank you. And then the husband?
8/18/1967.
8/18/1967.
Okay, so 5 and 6, 9, 8, 9. Who is doing the business side of it, and who's doing the creative, Melissa?
My husband does the creative, and I do the business.
Okay. Tell me the name of this company for you. What did you name it?
Milestone Concrete.
Okay, Milestone Concrete.
Yes.
All right. And are you, so when it comes to the selling of the company, is it you who promotes it like that?
No, I do more of like the bookkeeping and things like that.
He and does, when did you launch the company?
Who does what? I'm sorry.
What year?
Did you launch it?
7 years ago.
Okay, well, here's what I would tell you. When I talked to George earlier about the money issue out there, the fear that we don't have enough, you guys need to be doing a money affirmation daily.
How do you do that?
I'm going to give her one. You just write this down. Again, this applies to anyone out there. You should say, my financial opportunities are boundless, and the universe supports me completely. I'll say it again. My financial opportunities are boundless, and the universe supports me completely. If you and your husband commit to that daily, just 15 minutes a day, you will flip that into a successful company. You will not be afraid that you're not going to make it work.
I wish somebody would support me, Glynis. My gosh.
Well, look, you're a seven. I told you one day that spaceship's coming, George. You're going to be so excited.
And off I go.
Yes, you will.
But I'll be back.
Yes.
Let's go to DA in Toronto, Canada on the international line. We'll squeeze you in here before the break. Go ahead, DA.
Hey, Glynis and George. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. I was just hoping that I could turn around in the next few years and see what that holds.
Give us some numbers here. What's your birthday?
03-26-1961.
I missed the month.
Both March, 03.
March, okay.
And then March 26, 1961. And DA, what is the specific question?
Well, I was hoping. Well, my life took a turn about 10 years ago, and it hasn't. And it just seems to be getting like worse and worse. And I was hoping to see what the future holds.
Okay, so here's what I'd say. This year, you've been in the cycle
for,
of six.
For a relationship, I would say.
Or a relationship.
Please. Okay. This year, you've been in the cycle of six. Six means you're supposed to be looking at your life, your home, family, what you're trying to achieve next year. And that means January 1st, you go into a cycle of seven, which is a natural match to your life path number one. So that means if you get a little more spiritual about it and find a way to say, let go and let God, you've got it made, DA. That's the new cycle in a couple months. But like we were talking about tonight, the whole power of 11-11-11 is you being proactive and writing down what the heck you want to achieve. Mm-hmm. And if it's a relationship, be very specific on what it is you want from that person.
Do you ever get psychic because of all this that you do?
I would tell you, when it comes to numbers, you can run but you can't hide. That is my motto because I can see it, and that is psychic. And I would also tell you, all of us have psychic ability. Some of us are more in tune than others.
No doubt.
Yeah, it's like when that phone rings and you're thinking of your friend and it's your friend on the phone. It's called synchronization with the universe. When I look at numbers, it is psychic because I can see the whole story.
Let me ask you something, though. With people like that who have this ability, do we sometimes manifest it? And by that I mean, it's not the person who's going to call and we go, oh, I know that Tom is calling me. Instead, do we make Tom call us?
Well, you know, I think sometimes, especially when it comes to soul connections, and, you know, our closer friends we're more soul connected to, I think on a subconscious level, we're very in tune, even if we're nowhere near each other. I'm sure, George, you've got friends you haven't talked to in years. You pick up the phone, and it may as well have been yesterday when you last spoke.
I have no friends, Glenn.
I don't believe it. No. But that's what I'm saying. We're that connected to certain people. But if you meditate and you're willing to open yourself up, you will find out more truth than you ever dreamed. People are blocking themselves. It's like the fear of seeing what's really there.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, and we shall take final phone calls with Glynis McCants, the numbers lady. We'll be right back. And we'll have open lines next hour for you here on Coast to Coast AM. We'll take more of your calls with Glynis McCants in just a moment, and it's also time for our traditional Friday night shout-out, and thanks for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Those of you listening to your favorite radio stations across North America, thank you. 555 now. Coast Insiders, thank you for all you do. XM Satellite Channel 168. Then the various chat room and groups. How about Into Infinity Crowd? Hello, folks. Imaginative Worlds. Fantastic Forum 2. The National Radio Club. Sorcery IRC. Those who follow us on Facebook and Twitter. MySpace groups, too. Yahoo Chat. The Above Top Secret Groups. The Hollywood Ghost Hunters and the SoCal UFO Meetup Group, and of course the Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group as well, and our buddy Greg in St. Louis. Thanks, folks, for supporting Coast to Coast AM. Based on your experience, Glynis, how many people percentage-wise are interested in financial stuff as opposed to relationships?
Well, you know what? This year, I would say 80% has been about finance.
Wow, that's
huge.
And it's
never been that high.
That is huge.
Yeah, it's been huge. But you know what? That's not the norm. But that's what the consciousness has become, the whole fear. And I do think the year four, when you worry about security, what I'm excited about, 2012, That is a five, and that means movement, George. So I see it as a more positive energy. You won't feel like you have such a weight on your shoulders. A lot of people will feel lighter.
That's true. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the phones we go. East of the Rockies, Mike in Austin, Texas. Hi, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, George. Good morning, Linus.
Hi, Mike.
I have a quick career question and maybe a relationship question if I have time.
Sure.
For a non-life path guy who's moving from Austin to L.A. area with a six personality, is there a better, if what we're after is a contract and a good distribution deal, is there a better vibe other than six to maybe live?
Well, Mike, here's what I have to, I need your full date of birth to see the other numbers that would make you move around like that. What is it?
33083.
Okay, 33083. And you're and where do you live right now?
Right outside of Austin,
okay,
Texas.
Okay, so you're in the Texas area, and you've got all this creative energy. All your numbers point towards creativity. So the person you said you're in a relationship with, you were curious about that too?
I'm curious to know what has been the driving or motivating force for the constant disagreement.
Yeah, so what's the date of birth?
5/20/35.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. That's the person, the aunt, who
basically
raised me.
Oh, the aunt. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Glennis, I knew where you were headed.
Yeah,
bad girl.
I was right there in the love relationship, Mike, going, what a 12 fella you are.
you're what? You're 28, Mike, right?
Hey, I like older women.
That's right, and she's in her 70s. Wow.
I'm impressed, Mike. What a good man.
She's a cougar.
in more than one way, yeah.
Here's what's really going on there. Those numbers are toxic, Mike. You really are dealing with a breakdown in communication. And you know what people need to understand? Toxic goes both ways. It's not to say, oh, she's toxic to you, but you're not to her. It's both. The way she communicates is nothing like you, Mike. And you know what else? Is she still close by, your aunt?
Yeah, she is. Uh-huh.
Where is she now?
She is about 3 miles away.
Okay. You got to go, Mike. Time to pack up the bags and move. Do you know that a nine life path, they always do better when they get away from family?
God, you're so blunt, Glennis.
I know, but it's a fact. You know, I always say a prophet is not recognized in their own hometown. Mike, you move and you can use that creative juice you've got. You believe in magic. You know, there's a very optimistic side to you, but when someone puts you down or gets critical, it messes you up. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Okay, so I'm telling you, move on. You're in a personal year of one. That means getting into the driver's seat of your life. It's nobody's fault. It's just toxic, and it happens.
Right.
That's what it is.
Would you say that a six city is the best for maybe drawing?
Here's why it's good for you. And, George, I was going to talk about this. 3, 6, 9 are creative numbers, and they're all in alignment. The six is compatible to your nine life path. You're born on a 3-day, which is communication, and you have a six attitude. So, yes, that is... that would be good for you, but like I said, if her energy's around, you got to move out. You've got to get away.
Right.
You have no choice.
All right, good luck, Mark. So you basically have told him, leave your aunt.
Well, you know what? And
she loves the guy, probably.
Hey, send her cards, give her checks, be nice, but they have such a breakdown in communication, it's not healthy for either one of them.
That's strange. All right, let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to the program. Going back to Austin, Texas again.
Glennis, this is Mike's aunt.
Hi.
5/2/35. You just told him to leave me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should not be laughing. That was excellent. And I completely bought it for a second.
I gotcha.
I know, and I thought she took her teeth out. I was like, wait a second.
I gotcha.
That was very, very convincing. Yes, and you know what I would have told her? I said, and I did it for you. Because you deserve to be treated.
You, for a moment, paused.
Yes.
You didn't know.
Listen to me. I completely believed you. And I'm like, how did Tom let that woman through?
That fast.
Yes.
She must have been on the other line with Mike. Let's go to Hollywood. Vicki, it's your turn. Go ahead, Vicki. Vicki?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes. Hi. I'm calling about with a comment more than a question. I have 3 5s in my birth date.
Okay.
And I have never had a drug, alcohol, or cigarette problem.
Well, you don't have to have a problem, but the question becomes, what do you do with all your energy, Vicki? What is your healthy outlet? Do you travel? Do you work out? What do you do with
all that? Yes, I've done a lot of travel. I lived in Jamaica. I lived in the Yucatan. I lived in Hawaii.
Right. So look what you did. You used those 555s in a healthy way. You got to go out for the adventure. But if you got stuck, when you've got all those fives and you're stuck in one place, that is when the substances can get involved. And remember, that's the negative side of the number. The other thing I tell you, if you have all those fives, you're a natural detective and you dig for truth and you always find out what really happened.
Yes, you're right. I've won several lawsuits against some really big organizations and the government. Yes, you're right about that.
And what I would say, Vicki, I pity whoever you go up against. They will not have a chance.
Oh, boy. I'm also a singer-songwriter, and I'm working on a book right now.
Okay, and here's what I would tell you. And, George, this is true for everybody out there. Now, remember, Vicki has a lot of fives. But, Vicki, a five is always gifted, but sometimes it's hard to decide which way to go. You get frustrated. It's like, gosh darn it, which one do I want to focus on? Because a five can also get bored. You know, if you don't, you can be doing something and love it, and all of a sudden you're like, I don't like it anymore.
And you move on.
Yeah. So I'm going to suggest, Vicki, do the book. Get the book done.
Okay.
Yeah. You got,
all right,
you
good
know
luck,
what?
Vicki.
A cat has nine lives. You got all those fives. You've got stories to tell, Vicki.
Glynis, your two books, by the way, Love by the Numbers, Glynis Has Your Number, still available?
Yes, they're both available. And Love by the Numbers, this is, like I said, if you're single, how do you get it right from the start? And if you're married, how do you get the fire back? How do you get it to sizzle and have fun again? And then Glynis Has Your Number teaches you all the numbers.
Still have that toll-free number for folks who might not have a...
Absolutely. Okay. Our toll-free number is 1-877-686-2373. 1-877-686-2373. They can call and talk to my assistant, and they'll... Tell him what we
have. Charlie, he's on the other line.
Right? Exactly.
Your assistant.
Make him take some coffee.
My God.
Hey, Charlie, you got to help me.
We shall go to Newport Beach, California. Nina is with us. Hey, Nina, welcome to the show.
Thank you, George. I just came back from Steve Bassett's screening of Thrive, which was wonderful.
Super. He's a good guy.
I'm driving home, and Glynis, I just picked up your book a few weeks ago, and I'm working with actually Miriam Delicato's Great Gathering. I'm also a board member for MUFON Orange County.
Great.
And I'm also taking part of my dad's in our family business. So I wanted to give you my numbers to see which direction I'm taking.
And I want to ask a question. Do you have a five in your chart when you have all these things?
I haven't done the full chart.
Tell me your birthday.
Okay, it's February 19th.
February 19th. What year? 1986, 1-3. So you got 5, 6, 7. So you're a 9 life path. Well, Nina, you know, 9 is about family. Remember when I said there's like you have to learn to have boundaries with the original family. Have you noticed that about you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's one of the lessons you've had to learn. And you just told me, tell me about the avocados. What is that about?
The avocados?
Didn't you say avocados originally?
No.
What was the first thing you told us?
I'm part of a couple organizations. I think I said MUFON and the Great Gathering.
Okay. Because humanitarian stuff is where you belong. Any way that you affect a lot of people at the same time is your calling.
Okay.
So which job would you affect the most people?
The problem is they're not paying jobs. These are volunteer jobs.
Yeah. Well, see, obviously, you know what I say, George? If you do what you're here to do, the money will follow. Okay? So... In your mind, when it comes to working hard, you give everything you've got, Nina. That's your nature. So now you have to decide which one you really want to do. You also talked about your father's company. What is it?
We manufacture radiators.
Yeah, that's not it, girl. Sorry. No. That's you just trying to get a paycheck. No. Listen to me. When I wrote the book, Love by the Numbers or Glynis Has Your Number, that's up to you. You can look at career options. And even that new CD, I say career suggestions for each life path number. Nina, you're here to make a big difference and affect a lot of people at the same time. Mark my words.
All right. Go for it, Nina. Good luck to you. Indeed. Let's go next to Tom in Denver, west of the Rockies. Hey, Tom, go ahead.
Thank you, George. I have a question. I have an audience measurement system for cable television. We tested it for 2 years with Time Warner Cable.
Okay.
We tested it with Motorola. We were a Horizon developer company of Motorola and a Creative Edge developer company of the Scientific Atlanta, the two largest set-top box makers.
Mm-hmm.
I had to rescue this technology as an investor, and I recreated a company to put it back in flight. I just wondered if she could tell me what she thought what my chances are of success here.
Well, Tom, what's the full date of birth for you?
5/26/47.
5/26/47. 47. So you're born on an 8-day, 4/5/7. Okay, here, now, first of all, the 4 and the 8, I told you, those are the hard workers, Tom. They're the ones that, it's about financial security, like figuring out a way to pay the bills. You're in a cycle of 8 right now. 8 means it's been a hard year. That's been some hard lessons, okay? Starting January 1st, you go into a cycle of 9. 9 cycles mean you always get a payoff. So if this is going to happen, it happens in the new year, Tom. That's the answer.
That's beautiful. I appreciate it.
So get yourself ready mentally for it, because you're so used to things kind of falling apart, like damage control. That's your specialty. Now it's time to reap the benefit.
Yeah, no, you're right. I've had to do a great job of damage control on more than one issue. So
that's right. So you know what? I always say to people like you, you wake up in the morning and say, hey, it's going good and I deserve it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what he has to do.
All right, good. I'm going to ask you about Israel and Iran. Do you see anything there?
Oh, you know, I tell you, when it comes to the Middle East, I'm extremely concerned. The only thing I can tell you that I'm grateful for, because 2012 is about movement and us realizing that we're all in this together, because, you know, there are a lot of, when these powerful people get killed and, you know, lose their position, there are other people moving in, right?
Yep.
So we have to be concerned. But I'll tell you, when it comes to Israel, Israel will defend themselves no matter what. So that's just a fact. And that's why we better figure out a way to find more of a compromise, because it's getting scary there.
Sooner than later. Truth. Let's go to Laura in Cincinnati. Hey, Laura, go ahead.
Hi. I was just calling to find out, number one, my life path and how to get rid of negative.
Good. Give me your full date of birth.
That's April 10th, 1964.
April 10th, 1964?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so born on a 1 day, 5/6/7. Well, Laura, when we talked about a pack of numbers, remember earlier I said 369 is creative-minded? The numbers 1, 5, 7 are the most mental, like they can't stop thinking. And you fall into that category, don't you?
Yep.
You are very cerebral. And also, do you have trouble sleeping?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because when I see the 1, 5, 7, I think of you guys as the human vampire. Like,
yep.
You come to life at nighttime.
Exactly.
Okay, so in answer to the question, George, when you have that many numbers that are all mental, like
mm-hmm.
you can't stop thinking, it's about meditation, it's about yoga, and it's about breathing. Laura, have you noticed when you get stressed out, you become a shallow breather?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So breathing exercise, again, simple for everyone listening. If you breathe in deeply through your nose, in and out of your nose deeply 12 times by laying on your back, it will calm you down and get you back to your core, and you will start to feel better, Laura.
Yeah.
It'll kind of bring you back to your body, because sometimes you mentally leave your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Okay.
So we got to stop doing that.
Good luck, Laura.
You want to be happy.
You still go around the country speaking, Glynis?
Oh, yeah. I do, conferences all the time. You know, I've done Celebrate Your Life, the I Can Do It conventions, and we do some fun stuff in Pasadena, California.
All right. Good for you. And you post that on your website?
Yes. I always let people know what's happening at numberslady.com. And like I said, the newsletter is free. So if they just want to ask numerology questions, I answer them through the newsletter.
Good for you. Let's go to Teddy in Los Angeles, first-time caller. Go ahead, Teddy.
Hey, George, thanks for having me on.
Sure thing.
Hey, I just had a question, if you can just give me a reading. I was curious on what you thought.
Sure. What's the full date of birth?
December 23rd, 1974.
Okay.
I was also born at 11:11 at night.
I love that.
It.
And it literally says that on the birth certificate?
I don't have one, but I'm sure it does.
Okay, well, in other words, someone must have told you were born at 11:11, correct?
My mom did. Well, actually, Facebook had one of those things. They do a reading on you, but you need to tell them what time you were born at. So I called my mom, and lo and behold, I was born at 11:11 at night.
I love that.
And
well,
that number is very significant to me. I see it all the time. Like, even on the VCR, it'll be 38:38, which is 11:11. I don't know.
That is true. Now, do you remember, Teddy, what you do when you see that? You're supposed to spend the full minute asking for what you want. Do you do that?
Yeah, well, I don't need to see it to ask, that's the thing, but I do ask, that's absolutely.
Right, because there is magic in that moment, that's why you should. But here's what I see. with you. When I jokingly said earlier about George, I said, you've got two personalities. Well, so do you, Teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. You're born on a 5-day, which is this guy that wants to have fun and be playful. Behind it is the number two, which means you actually have a huge heart. Like when you love someone and they hurt you, it's like a cut to your stomach. So are you in a relationship or single right now?
I'm single at the moment. Out of a long, long relationship.
And was it a bad break? The breakup?
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, it was. And whose idea was that?
Mine, actually.
But it was
kind of both. I don't know. I don't like
mutual.
I'll give you my reason for asking that question the way I asked it. The number two would rather stay with a partner if they can. So that tells me it got so bad you had to get out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, George, there are numbers that are good for certain life paths. And I said at numberslady.com, they can look up their life path. Teddy, 3692 are numbers that approve of you. That's what you got to start thinking. 3692. Those numbers are very compatible to your energy.
So if you're on a date, is it inappropriate to say, can I have your birth date? I'm going to run some numbers here.
Well, you can say, hey, what's your birthday? And say, I got to go to the restroom, run the numbers.
And then don't come back.
Pay the check and leave.
You just keep going. Glynis, thanks for being on the program again.
You're so welcome. Thank you, George.
Glynis McCants, her website, numberslady.com. We make it easy for you all the time. It's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. Couple of her books out there, Love by the Numbers. Glynis has your number. And if you need her toll-free number, that's 877-686-2373. Those of you who like talking to a human being, you can do it that way. I'll be back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. We've got open lines for you. Anything goes right here on Coast to Coast. And if you need to email me, that's george@coasttocoastam.com. I'll also give you a little update on what's in store for the rest of the week. And those of you in the greater Los Angeles area, just go up to my calendar section at our website, because I've got a speaking engagement tomorrow in the City of Angels.